From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Diane Baldwin reports in the Columbia paper that the decision on whether or not to approve a gas station at the northwest corner of State Route 23, County Route 7, and Carryville Road intersection may come down to a battle of the experts. Previously, opponents of the proposed GRJH gas station in Carryville had hydrologist Paul A. Rubin speak about the dangers of the aquifer under the land there. Now GRJH hired hydrologist Gene M. Patota to speak on their behalf. At an April 13 special workshop meeting of the COPEC Planning Board, Patota said the risk to groundwater from a gas station was minimal. In a separate letter to the Planning Board, she wrote, and I quote, "Regulations stipulate tank registrations and outline the requirements for practices and equipment to handle, store, monitor, and manage inventory, prevent and detect spills, and provide for training and record keeping. The requirements include containment and leak monitoring throughout the underground tank and piping systems, overfill prevention, shutoff devices, monitoring equipment and testing, and verifying inventory. Petroleum facilities are subject to scheduled and unscheduled compliance inspections," end quote. After hearing from two conflicting experts, Planning Board Chairman Bob Haight said hiring a consultant engineer to assist the board has been delayed. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that Comptroller Thomas P. DiNapoli is complaining that this year's state budget was worked out behind closed doors and then approval was rushed through the legislature. The Comptroller's enacted budget report 2019-20 says the $175 billion budget, and I quote, "lacked transparency in key ways," end quote, and was, and I quote, "opaque," end quote. Governor Andrew Cuomo and state lawmakers issued waivers to bypass the 3-day waiting period required by the state constitution to approve budget bills after they have been amended. Instead, the public and legislators had less than 1 day to read text before some votes. The report says, and I quote, "these bills were passed with little time for review by legislators and the public," end quote. DiNapoli and many others have been crying the same refrain for years, and nothing has changed in Albany. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Republicans in the state legislature, now in the minority, can do little but issue press releases and try to drum up opposition to measures favored by Democrats. Assemblyman Chris Teague, who represents the 102nd Assembly District, including Greene County, Saugerties, and Schoharie County, issued a press release about a bill that proposes to, and I quote, "create a process to evaluate older prisoners to determine whether they pose a significant public safety risk," end quote. Teague thinks the proposal will endanger public safety. He said, and I quote, "fast-tracking parole to aged inmates over 55 opens the door to all manner of criminals to be released back onto our streets," end quote. The bill in part reads, and I quote, "older inmates who have served long sentences present the lowest risk of recidivism of any other class of inmates," end quote. Under the bill's terms, the Board of Parole will evaluate any inmates eligible for possible parole. So it really is just widening the number of inmates that the board can consider. Teague admits the bill, and I quote, "doesn't order their release, but it's a foot in the door for those who commit some of the most heinous crimes to be let loose, even if they haven't served their minimum sentence," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Purcell reports in Columbia Green Media that a new order from the State Office of Court Administration stopping U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement from making arrests of undocumented immigrants inside state courthouses without a warrant or order signed by a judge seems like it might not stop ICE arrests. The order was distributed to courthouse security personnel April 25th, including the Hudson Police Department, which provides security at the Hudson City Court. The directive reads, and I quote, "arrests by agents of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement may be executed inside a New York State courthouse only pursuant to a judicial warrant or judicial order authorizing the arrest," end quote. but it does not stop ICE from making arrests outside the courthouse or arresting subjects after following them leaving the courthouse, as has been recent practice in Hudson. Hudson Police Chief L. Edward Moore said, and I quote, "If they, the ICE agent, followed the person in and then out of the courthouse if they were ROR'd, released on their own recognizance, I don't know that this directive has anything to do with that," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.